I think I saw a paper that you put out recently on the issue of PBI. I think it was Mamacite and DCIS, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Well, that was just a feasibility trial. Oscar Streeter was the PI at USC, and it was an attempt to see whether or not we could do Mamacite, balloon, brachytherapy on DCIS patients. And the answer is you can do it if you're careful and you select the patients and you pay attention to the margins. The truth is, with the Mamacite, it's turned out that the probably better way to do it is to simply put it in postoperatively, use ultrasound and put it in postoperatively. That requires that you leave a seroma cavity, something that the group that I run at USC tries not to do. We try to close the whole breast in layers. As I said, doing oncoplastic surgery, which I think is also one of the hottest new fields in the breast surgery business.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I do. We actually started doing oncoplastic surgery in 1985. We didn't call it that. We didn't have a name for it, but in the Van Nuys Breast Center, there were two plastic surgeons. And in the beginning, we were relatively shorthanded, so it wasn't uncommon for one of the plastic surgeons to help me do a mastectomy, and I would help him do a reconstruction, or they might help me do an axillary dissection, or I might help them do a reduction. And one day, one of the plastic surgeons made a strange reduction drawing. I said, "What is that?" He said, "That's a batwing reduction." I said, "Why do you call it a batwing?" He says, "Because it looks like the bat symbol from Batman." It was kind of taking a bat-shaped piece of tissue out from the upper hemisphere. And the result was that you lifted the lower part of the breast up into this vacated space, and you got a breast about half the size. And I said, "My God," I said, "I could take cancer out with that in the right patient." So it dawned upon me that if I could find the right patient with a tumor, say, in the 11, 12, or 1 o'clock position above the nipple with a large breast that could benefit from reduction, I could do this. So maybe a few weeks later, I found exactly the right patient. And we mapped out this big batwing reduction bilaterally. We took two enormous pieces of tissue out on each side, 500 grams on each side, got a beautiful result. And there was a tumor dead set in the middle of this thing. And that was the first oncoplastic thing. We didn't call it oncoplastic. We didn't have a name for it. And we just started to use plastic surgical procedures. Then we used reductions to take tumors out of the bottom half of the breast. And then we started doing mastectomies through reduction incisions so that we would then reconstruct them and the patient would look like she had a reduction, not a mastectomy, not a big transverse incision. And a whole range of incisions. Now we have 10 or 12 different oncoplastic lumpectomy types of approaches. And they're pretty exciting. We actually have modeled our breast fellowship on being an oncoplastic fellowship.
How widely used are these techniques?
I think it's become one of the hottest topics there is. We have a yearly course at the American Society of Breast Surgeons. The day that it goes online, it sells out. 200 people sign up for it, and the course is filled.
But for practical purposes, what fraction of women with breast cancer have this available to them, or what fraction of docs operating on breast cancer patients do this?
I'd say it's a relatively small number now, because remember, almost all the breast surgery in America is done by general surgeons who don't particularly specialize in breast surgery. They have to do cholecystectomies and lots of other things, and they may not even necessarily come to some of these meetings. But all I can tell you is that when I go to the major breast meetings and show some of these procedures, the next year I see some of the people will come up to me and say, "My God, I tried the bat wing, or I tried the hemi bat wing, or I did the crescent mastopexy resection." They tell me that they did it, and some even will send me cases where they're befores and afters. So I think this is very popular. And to tell you how popular it is, we had 27 applications for our fellowship this year, and we interviewed about 18 or 19 people, and we got our top two choices. And when we talk to all of these young people and say, "Why did you rank us?" 15 or 16 ranked us first or second. We asked them, "Why did you rank us so high?" And they said, "We like the oncoplastic approach."
Interesting.
So I think they want to learn that. Of course, you know, we teach them ultrasound. We teach them all the things they need to learn. But the oncoplastic surgery is the one thing they really can't get in any other program.
Interesting.